This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. It occurs to me we're kind of doing the Maslow's hierarchy of needs version of inflation today, that bottom layer of the pyramid, physiological needs. Elizabeth Trovall started us off with food. Stephanie Hughes is going to take over now with shelter. Rent was up 6.5% in December from a year ago, the thing that's most responsible for inflation being as sticky as it is. But the way the Bureau of Labor Statistics measures shelter makes it more of a lagging indicator, which affects the inflation readings we are getting. Here's Stephanie.
When the Labor Department measures rent prices, it looks at both places that people are just moving into and ones where they're re-upping their leases. And if someone's renewing, they're less likely to have to pay market rate, says Steve Reed, an economist with the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Because my landlord might not be able by law to make a big adjustment. He might not want to incur the wrath of all his tenants by making a big adjustment.
Also, the BLS checks in on different rentals in its sample every 6 months. So if a rent goes up, it can take a minute for that to be reflected in the data. UBS economist Alan Detmeister says all this means the shelter price index and the CPI tends to lag behind other indices from rental and real estate companies, which show
that market rents, new lease rents, have been running pretty similar to their pre-pandemic pace for roughly a year, maybe a little over a year now.
Whereas the BLS index, he points out, shows rents are increasing almost twice as fast as they were before the pandemic. Also, Detmeister says shelter data weighs heavier in the CPI than it does in the inflation index preferred by the Fed, the PCE.
The fact that any one number can really move around your overall inflation basket is, I think, a bit problematic. But also, it is the biggest cost for most people.
These are all factors BlackRock investment strategist Gargi Chaudhry takes into account when she looks at the CPI or any data point.
I think the broader way to think about it is, let's look at a bunch of different data, let's look at the trend of that data, and let's not get too caught up in the volatility of one month's data point.
She says it's good to have a healthy respect for what the data is showing, acknowledge its imperfections, and to not hone in too much on any one indicator. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.